From the noise pop capital of the world, welcome to Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Hey! Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Insomnia Radio San Francisco. This is episode 28, the Psychedelic Celebration. The song you just heard was from a band called Parchment Farm, and the track was called Chosen Child. Parchment Farm unfortunately called it quits back in October, and so they are no longer around, but you can still purchase their music, find out information about them and so forth at myspace.com/parchmanfarm. Of course, the links will be available on the show notes at sf.insomniaradio.net. And to open up the show was Preston School of Industry with their song, Some Things Happen Always. Now, PSOI, as they are commonly referred to, actually reside, or they're based out of Seattle right now, but they used to be out of the Bay Area. And the guy that heads them up is Scott Canberg, who is one of the founding members of Pavement. He's often credited on Pavement materials as Spiral Stairs, but his name is Scott Canberg. And I'm going to do the whole, like, I know a celebrity kind of thing, which I normally don't do, but Scott and I went to school together, actually, at Sac State, Cal State Sacramento. His roommate, Jason, was the drummer in my band at one point. And so I did a lot of hanging out with Scott. And, I actually listened to a lot of early Pavement stuff pre-Slanted and Enchanted, which was Spin's best album of 91, I think. And, so we go a long ways back. But I'm sure he doesn't remember who I am anymore because he's, gotten a certain level of respectability and fame, and I have not, which is cool. But anyways, PrestonSchoolOfIndustry.com. I note on their website that they're not doing much recently. I don't know if they've disbanded or not, but I thought that the track was a perfect opener to this Psychedelic Celebration episode. in which the music is either very psychedelic, as you would term it these days, or sort of reminiscent to what you would hear in the late 60s, early 70s out of England especially, and in certain respects out of America. But let's keep it going. Let's keep the talk down. Coming up is San Francisco-based artist Dora Flood. This is their song, The View. Enjoy.
Francisco.
Disciples of California.
That was the Sky Green Leopards with Disciples of California. Find out more about them at skygreenleopards.com. And prior to that was Dora Flood with The View. Now, if you go to doraflood.com, you can actually download every single MP3, every single track, basically, that they have from an album or an EP. And I think there are a couple of additional tracks as well that weren't even released. You can download them for free. Go to their site, doraflood.com. Give them some love. Send them an email. Tell them you heard them on this show. And I'm sure they would be very pleased. All right, let's do a real quick talk back segment right now. So the talk back feature this week relates to a question that I asked on Insomnia Radio San Francisco 26, which was the Christmas episode, and I basically was throwing out a question to all of the listeners, like, what the hell does the 12 days of Christmas mean? Because I was clueless. And I got an answer pretty quickly from a guy named David, who was formerly from the UK, England, I believe, and now lives in Southern California in Arcadia. And he says, in the traditional Christian calendar, the season of Christmas starts on Christmas Day and ends with Epiphany on the 6th of January, which is 12 days, minus the Sunday, which doesn't count because it's its own feast day. The lead up to Christmas is a period of fasting and preparation called Advent, which begins 4 Sundays before Christmas. He goes on to add that Shakespeare's Twelfth Night also gets its name from the 12 days of Christmas. And he says, in England, it's the traditional practice to keep the Christmas decorations up until January 6th. He closes out with lots of useless info, but I say, no, David, no, that's good info. Thank you. And just for that, and I didn't announce it on the show, but I posted it to the blog on the show notes, I'm going to send you a recliner CD, their brand new CD called Tranquilizer. I'm going to send it to you. So thanks a lot, David. And thanks to all of you who do write back and send me emails and make comments on the show, on the show notes page. I really appreciate it. This is 8 months in, pretty much, to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. I've been having a blast doing it. I hope you all have enjoyed it, and I thank each and every one of you for subscribing and for listening. All right, enough of the love fest. Here is a track from The Herms. I played them a couple of episodes ago, and this track particularly does evoke some kind of psychedelia feeling, as it were. But all I know is my two kids hop and bop every time they hear this. They love this song. Here's Volleyball from The Herms.
Turn around and the silence is breaking. I think upon the ruins that this will be. But in disguise we could be friendly. We could surprise ourselves if just for a day. You find ways to hypnotize me, to move a chorus in and out. Just the skies, we could be friendly. We could surprise ourselves if just for a day.
Let's keep the music going. This is the Brian Jonestown Massacre with Who. Was Bay Area music legends, the Brian Jonestown Massacre, with their song Who. Find out more about them at brianjonestownmassacre.com. And prior to that was the Herms with Volleyball. You can investigate them at theherms.com. All right, we are nearing the end of the show, and we are also nearing the end of 2006. And this is the last show of 2006, in fact. And I want to thank each and every one of you. If you're listening to this right now on your computer, in your headphones, in your earbuds, whatever, I'm talking to you. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for commenting. Thanks for being there for the music. That, to me, is the most important thing. And I am so stoked to hear that I have at least enabled people to figure out what there is out there in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond. Quite frankly, I'm blown away at the response that I've had at this podcast. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And stick with me because, excuse me, in 2007, I'm coming out with a bang and one or two new announcements. So it should be really fun. I am going to, I'm so looking forward to this ride. So again, thank you so much for listening. To close out the show, this psychedelic celebration, we have Orlando-based band Mumpsy. They were first heard on Insomnia Radio Orlando. Go check out Marcy's show at orlando.insomniaradio.net. And this is their song Change of Heart, followed by Turn Me On, Dead Man, with their song Killer Sound Waves from Outer Space. My name is Scott. I have been your host for 8 months in 2006. I will be your host for 12 months in 2007. I hope you stick along for the ride. Thanks so much. Have a happy and very safe holiday season.
Mama had a change of heart, never had a change of plans. Told us kids, take one day as you can. Never had a decent start, always had a broken heart. And then one day, it nearly all changed when in came Daddy drunk and she said, but he learned to play the part. And then one day it nearly all changed when in came Mama drunk and he said, I know where you've been and I don't need you, I don't need you. And then my daddy almost lost his mind. With only you.
This has been a joint production of Indie Music Project and Insomnia Radio, killing your FM around the world. Make sure to check out our site at sf.insomniaradio.net. And thanks for listening, gang. We'll see you next time.